Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We just witnessed the sharpest pullback in months. The market got hit hard. What was the trigger?
It was a classic macro shock. President Trump reignited the trade war with China in a Truth Social post, talking about massive new tariffs. That one post erased the entire week's gains in a matter of hours.
And the numbers were brutal. The S&P 500 down 2.7%, but the NASDAQ got absolutely hammered, down 3.6%. This wasn't a small dip.
Not at all. This was broad-based, conviction selling. Decliners beat advancers by a 5-to-1 margin. The market's buy-the-dip muscle memory just failed completely. Sellers were in total control, and you saw it in the volume spikes on the way down.
So where did the money run to? There had to be a flight to safety.
Absolutely. A textbook risk-off move. Money poured into U.S. treasuries, sending yields tumbling. The 10-year yield dropped 10 basis points to 4.05%. And volatility? The VXX spiked hard, closing near 39. Fear is definitely back on the menu.
Okay, so let's break down the battlefield. Which sectors took the most damage?
The usual suspects in a trade war scenario. Technology was the worst, down a staggering 4%. Consumer discretionary and communication services weren't far behind, but the epicenter of the pain was in semiconductors.
The semis got hit with a double whammy, right?
Exactly. On top of the tariff fears, news broke that the Senate passed legislation to limit AI chip exports to China. NVIDIA was down almost 5%, and AMD got crushed, down nearly 8%. The entire Philly Semiconductor Index dropped over 6%. Just a brutal session for that group.
Were there any places to hide? Any pockets of green in that sea of red?
Very few, but they tell an interesting story. The only S&P sector to finish positive was the defensive consumer staples group, up just 0.3%. PepsiCo was a standout, still riding high from its earnings report and catching that defensive bid.
And what about the other side of that China trade news?
That was the fascinating counter-narrative. With Beijing tightening its grip on rare earth materials, domestic producers rallied. MP Materials was the star, jumping over 8%. It was a very specific, news-driven trade that worked against the broader market.
Incredible. So amid all this chaos, one AI-related name just completely ignored the sell-off and exploded higher. Let's talk about Applied Digital.
APLD. What a monster report. This stock soared over 16% in a blood-red market. They didn't just beat expectations, they blew them away. Revenue rocketed 84% year over year. This is a pure play on the AI data center build-out.
So this is about the physical infrastructure needed for AI.
Precisely. They have an $11 billion lease with CoreWeave, they're breaking ground on massive new campuses, and they have a clear line of sight to a $1 billion net operating income run rate. While everyone else is worried about tariffs, APLD is executing on a multi-year growth story. It's a name that can defy the macro tape.
Okay, let's get tactical for traders heading into the next session. The indexes are at critical levels. What are the lines in the sand?
For the SPY, the key support level to watch is right around 648. If we lose that, look out below. For the QQQ, it's all about 584. A break there could accelerate the selling. The bears are holding the cards right now.
Interesting. One of the sentiment reads we saw was labeled cautiously bullish, which sounds completely backward given today's price action. How do you square that?
I'm glad you brought that up because it highlights a key divergence. A primary indicator might still be bullish, but the market's internal health, the percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average, is bearish. That tells me this is not the time to blindly buy the index. You have to be extremely selective.
So where is that selectivity leading you? What setups look promising for a potential continuation move?
We're hunting for relative strength and, more importantly, late-day accumulation signatures. Two microcap names stand out, TBH and MLTX. TBH had a textbook late-day momentum surge, closing near its highs on a big volume spike. MLTX had a powerful breakout on its highest volume of the day, followed by a very orderly pullback. Those are constructive patterns.
And on the flip side, what should traders avoid?
Want to stay away from charts that showed clear distribution into the close. Bloom Energy, BE, is a good example. It looks like sellers were unloading into the weekend. Same for CME in the financials. They have to reclaim key levels to prove the sellers are done.
Got it. Any final thoughts or takeaways for tomorrow?
The main takeaway is to stay nimble. The macro driver is geopolitical, which means headlines can whip us around. Respect those key index support levels at SPY 648 and QQQ 584. But the real opportunity is in stock picking. Focus on names with fundamental catalysts like APLD or tactical continuation setups like TBH that are proving they can buck the trend.
Excellent breakdown. Be defensive, but ready to attack pockets of strength. Thanks for the insights and good luck to all the traders out there. We'll see you next time.